AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A new data breach is reported, this one affecting Hershey Entertainment. The company says people who stayed at their hotels in Pennsylvania or went to the amusement park or other Hershey venues may have had their financial information exposed. The warning affects those who used payment cards between mid-February and June of this year. The massive government data breach has led to the resignation of the head of the Office of Policy and Management. Catherine Archuleta is being replaced by a deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget, White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Given the urgent and significant challenges that are facing OPM right now, a new manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences is needed.
FBI Director James Comey says the gunman charged in last month's South Carolina church massacre should not have been allowed to purchase that gun. He says paperwork issues did not reveal that Dylan Roof had been arrested just before last month's shooting at Mother Emanuel AME Church. The final days of the nuclear talks with Iran have produced a flurry of diplomatic activity. At the State Department, spokesman Mark Toner says there's a reason why.
We believe we're making real progress toward a comprehensive deal, and we're not going to let ourselves be rushed.
A new truce in Yemen has been breached within an hour of its start. The UN sought the truce for humanitarian aid. McDonald's says that it has no plans to pull those Happy Meal toys that some parents say are swearing off of their shelves. They're Minions after the movie that was premiering today. Some parents complain that it uttered a curse word, but McDonald's says it is just random noise. Stocks closed higher today on Wall Street. Investors seem optimistic over the bailout deal for Greece. This is AP Radio News. The House has approved legislation that supporters say will bring health care into the 21st century. Here's our Jerry Boatlander.
In addition to increasing funding for biomedical research, the bill aims to cut red tape, making it faster and easier for drugs and medical equipment to win federal approval.
This legislation will change lives and it will save lives.
Some consumer groups warn just the opposite, that the speed up will weaken consumer protections. The White House has issues with some provisions of the bill that benefit drug companies, but didn't threaten a veto. The legislation has not yet been introduced in the Senate. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Some Republican presidential candidates are trying to win over anti-abortion activists who are gathered in New Orleans for the National Right to Life Convention. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry spoke about his appointment of conservative judges. Ben Carson talked about his pediatric work. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.